Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Two incredible musicians on the show today, Carl Bramel of My Morning Jacket and Tyler Ramsey, who spent a decade with Band of Horses. They've got some things in common, some good songs and stories attached to those songs. They'll reflect a bit on their experiences with those bands. They'll also take part in the Fast Five. And of course, they'll explain where they are on their current journey, each with new solo material and touring together. It's Carl Bramel and Tyler Ramsey on the Music Journeys podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Carl Bramel, and this is My Music Journey.
Starting from scratch, set the odometer to zero. Starting from scratch, and you can't pick out a new hero. Starting from scratch, you might say I'm out in the deep end. Starting from scratch, but this is just my long lost weekend. Disappeared like a wizard into a puff of smoke. I know that I've been gone too long, cause I laugh at my own jokes. Starting from
Carl Bramel traces his love of music back to his father.
He played the bassoon in the Indianapolis Symphony for like 28 years. So I would either be sitting in his music studio listening to him practice or going to see him play. So that was kind of like the first music I heard, really, was his what he was doing. And then I kind of dabbled around with some classical music myself, like played piano and violin when I was a kid. And then, of course, once I heard like rock and roll radio, it was kind of all over with the violin, the piano, and I moved on to the guitar.
After studying at Indiana University and playing in a number of bands in Bloomington, he moved to Los Angeles, where after taking several side guitar jobs, he connected with My Morning Jacket. But his latest solo release, titled Wished Out, represents a bit of his personal journey navigating current times.
But I wanna live long enough till the president fesses up that you maybe don't believe in love. Someone that's watching over us, we'll clean. Just swear that you won't point it at anyone. Don't matter, gonna push us so far out in the cosmos. No one's ever gonna find us.
There's a lot of negativity and strangeness in the world, confusion and anxiety. And for me, I sort of realized that I was taking part in it and that I needed to change that. I mean, if there's a theme to the record, it's sort of like taking control of your life and taking responsibility for the way it feels, no matter how much the external world seems to be causing it all, that you kind of have a way to flip the switch in yourself and like make it work.
Now the party is breaking up, and my dream is to just wake up. I'm always out. It's not coming back. It's not coming back. Man, it's all that I had. I'm always out. It's not coming back. It's not. Man, it's all that I need.
Yeah, it's sort of a different role. It's really enlightening to do it because I realize what I am good at and what maybe not so good at. You know, I don't feel 100% comfortable being the front guy. Like, I don't even know if I have front guy genes necessarily. But at the same time, when I get through something, I feel glad that it was a challenge. I really adore working with other singers and other songwriters. Like, I think that is something that is equally, if not more, my actual role in this world. I'm just always trying to make a better record than the last one.
There's no nice way to say goodbye, so stay for spring and all July. What's the April say? Do you feel the same? Secret we've been keeping till today. The shadow on the wall, maybe someone else's shadow tomorrow. The shadow on the wall, maybe someone else's shadow tomorrow.
You know, I just wrote down that line, the first line, there's no nice way to say goodbye. I actually went back to L.A. just for a personal trip. I spent so much of my life traveling, but it's always work. So I traveled to L.A. just for fun, and I saw Jim and I saw Bo from the band, and we hung out. We didn't have shows to do and all that stuff. So I rented a little house out in Malibu, and I just sat down, and that was like literally, I had my guitar tuned. I was like practicing Nick Drake songs and trying to figure out what tuning he uses because he uses all these crazy tunings. My guitar was tuned really weird when I picked it up and I just started strumming it. And I was just thinking, like, you know, how many people have been in this room, you know, like, and just sort of thinking how many people have been alive, like that the shadow that I'm casting has been cast before and they're gone. And where are they? It's just sort of like a pensive sort of idea. You know, one of the things about the record is thinking about long spans of time and what that really means and how difficult it is to really comprehend things. You know, I mean, a lot of the problems in our world right now are based upon not being able to see that far in the future or not having a grasp of what has led us to this point, like a real grasp of, you know, the state of the earth or the human history. It's all this, we are so focused on this moment that we're all kind of blind to like the cycles of things that repeat and where we're headed. It's really terrifying, but it's sort of human nature to put your head in the sand. But I'm just really curious what's going to happen.
With My Morning Jacket, Bramel plays guitar, saxophone, and pedal steel, and also helps with writing and harmonies. He still values his time with the band and remains grateful for the opportunities and experiences.
We've done so many things together that seemed sort of like insurmountable. I mean, at least to us, you know, there's a lot of meaning to it. And there's a lot of like, I feel like we've achieved certain things and gotten through tough moments. And also explored kind of the magic versus luck versus hard work thing that I was talking about. Definitely applies to the jacket stuff because, I mean, I spent over 10 years touring in a van with a bunch of different other bands, just beating your head against the wall, just like, you know, is this going anywhere? You're asking your parents for a little extra money, you know, just putting in your dues. And to finally find those guys and have a connection and like, and to be on board with them, the environment that I walked into with them, everyone was rooting for the jacket, you know? And it felt, I was so grateful for that, that it wasn't easy. Once I joined the band, we still worked our butts off, but just to finally feel like you're riding a wave and not drowning is just like an incredible feeling. And so it's always kind of been like that. There's always been like a thing where we work really hard, we take breaks, we try to explore, we try to push ourselves, and it allows us to do all sorts of things. Everyone gets to like goof off, and at the same time you can be a parent and like be home for a while, and then we go work and explore and keep going. It's like, to me, that's kind of a never-ending well too. The band is a never-ending well, in my opinion. We can just keep going back. So I'm just real happy with that, and I feel like we haven't fallen for rock and roll cliches, you know. And I think that's really an important thing. Like, and that's the environment I want to be in. I want to be in a place where we're like good to each other and good to everyone, and try to leave a wake of goodwill behind us.
Bramwell finds the act of making music satisfying, even magical at times. His current collaborator on tour shares similar sentiments.
Hello, this is Tyler Ramsey, and this is my music journey.
Ramsey's love of music grew from seeing the enjoyment his relatives had playing.
My grandparents had a Hammond organ in their house, and like I remember my granddad and his buddy would sit around at night and like play songs on the Hammond. He had a good friend that was kind of like a pseudo uncle of mine that was a really talented musician. So I remember watching how much fun they were having, and I would just kind of like, I would sit around with that Hammond and try and figure out songs, and just really fell in love with the fact that it was such a cool form of entertainment for someone that I admired as much as my grandfather and my uncle. And then I got into like piano later on. I started taking lessons when I was a little bit older, and it just happened I ended up with a jazz piano teacher, and I started to learn a lot about like improvising and using my ear for music, and that really connected with me. I have a pretty decent ear.
When I got home, the days had all gone cold, and the trees pointed out into the winter. There's a dream of home for those that work out on the road. And there's a vision of the road for all the others. I can tell you what I've seen, because I've been at both extremes. There'll be a time you wish you could trade your life for another. The
song A Dream of Home comes from new material Ramsey releases in April. Ramsey spent a decade with the group Band of Horses. His new music reflects the changes in his life, including becoming a father for the first time.
It's that thing that really any working parent really has to go through, that kind of thing, don't they? Like, if you're, whether you're a touring musician or you're like going to work at an office, or like you, I don't know, that any parent, everyone's got to work, you know, we've all got to like make a living to support our family. But then you know, you want to be around as much as possible, or at least hopefully you do when you become a parent. You want to be around as much as you can to help out and to experience that. That's such a life-changing thing. And I was, you know, I felt like a lot of times I was missing out on that.
Something happens when you find it's over. Digging through. Get that feeling when it's finally coming. You know that lonesome feeling. And you know that lonesome feeling.
Ozzy, music can serve as a meditation, a sense of calm. Many of the songs on his upcoming release were inspired by playing the piano to lull his young daughter to sleep or taking walks in the woods. Those images never leave him, much like the memories and experiences in Band of Horses.
We got to do some amazing things. Pretty darn good band, you know, back in the day. And I'm super proud of the work that we did. I think, you know, I'd have to say Infinite Arms, as far as albums, was the one that was the most exciting and most collaborative one to make. And I think that came across in the music, and I think it came across to the audiences that was like a band record. And it was, I don't know, it was an exciting time. It was the first time that band had made an album together, you know, the five of us that were calling ourselves, you know, Band of Horses. That was our first chance to really get in a studio and like dive in. And Bill Reynolds and I had a lot of really, just a lot of fiery, awesome ideas coming into the process, and everyone did, but it was like, it felt like this really cool collaborative effort that I still am really proud of. I haven't listened to it in a while, obviously, but I think that was a really solid record. And then I'm excited to have those memories of like some of the shows that we got to do and people that we got to play with. Like Ben and I went and played at Pete Seeger's 90th birthday party at Madison Square Garden like a long time ago, and we're just kind of laughing at how many legends were around us, and we were just like these, I don't know, we felt a little out of place, but we did our job, and we got to participate in a really cool event, and that's still something that stands out. I mean, I got to meet Pete Seeger and like shake his hand, and you know, we got to play with like Roger McGuinn, and I played guitar on Turn, 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 and you know, just really crazy things that I never would have thought would have happened in my life. I don't regret any of it. It's just there's a shift in my focus now where it's like I need to like do my own songs, and like, you know, if I'm going to be out touring, it needs to kind of just be at my pace.
Part of that pace involves a set of shows with Carl Bramell. They both have their own home studios, Bramell in Nashville, Ramsey in North Carolina. They're friends and appreciate each other's work, but this tour marks the first official time of playing together.
We booked this tour and we haven't actually really played music together other than like me, probably, I think I sat in on a My Morning Jacket song, or like I sat in on a cover song during a tour with My Morning Jacket one time, but, and he feels like a musical brother, and digging in the process of learning his songs and digging into his lyrics and things like that, I'm just like pretty in awe of his arrangement, and his guitar playing is kind of a contrast to mine in a way. He's really like, man, he's such a good like solo and like lead guitar player. Getting to like listen to these songs and trying to figure out how I'm going to like support him, hopefully playing some like really amazing leads during this tour. It's just going to be really, really fun.
Band of Horses and My Morning Jacket have done many shows together before he left the band. And I just always admired him. And, you know, I feel a certain kinship with him because he's like super talented guitar player who's also a singer, but wasn't the lead singer. You know, he's on this, I think he's on the, trying to do the same thing. Like, I want to make my next record better than the previous one. And that's my goal. And, It's a bit of an experiment, you know. We're pals and we've never really played together. So we're going to do this show where it's not going to be separate sets. It's going to be one set where we're accompanying each other and kind of bouncing songs back and forth. So I think it'll be a really, really interesting experiment.
And the guys also took part in the Fast Five. I think you'll enjoy the songs they chose. We'll start with Bramell. First song you can remember hearing that you loved.
Probably Dave Brubeck, Take Five.
The song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
Let's see. So many.
Maybe there's a record called Think Well of Me by Jack Teagarden. Let's say there's a song called Cottage for Sale.
From every single window I see your face, but when I reach a window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me. The end of our story is told on the door. A cottage for sale.
Okay, your go-to song for dancing, or a tune you hear and you can't sit still when you hear it?
Oh, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
yes.
The song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you in some way?
Working out. I hate working out. Getting in Tune by The Who.
I'm getting in tune to the state now.
Finally, the song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
The Who was kind of good for that. Lifts me up. Let's do Gold in Them Hills by Ron Sexsmith.
But if we'd only open our eyes, we'd see the blessings in disguise. And all the rain clouds are fountains, though our troubles seem like mountains. There's gold in them hills, there's gold in them hills. So don't lose heart, give the day a chance to start.
And now it's Ramsey's turn.
First song that I remember hearing that I loved. Oh, that's so tough. That's obviously taking me back. But first song that I loved. I'm sorry. I'm failing you right now.
One of the first songs. How about one of them?
I remember sitting and listening to a Queen record in a friend of mine's basement. I think it was Queen, The Game, and when I was a kid, and just like being blown away by that and being so excited and listening to it over and over again. So I would have to say it was a song off of that.
When you know the rules, it's so easy. All you have to do is fall in love.
Play the game.
Everybody play the game.
Yeah.
song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
I think right now it would be there's a jazz standard called I'm Old Fashioned. That there's a Chet Baker version of that song. When my wife was pregnant, we would listen to that song all the time and like sing it to, you know, you can like sing to your, we were basically singing to our daughter before she was born. And that song just became really like really important at that time. And every time I hear it now, it just gets me and I sing it to her a lot as well.
But sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
That's beautiful. That's fantastic. Okay, go-to song for dancing, or a tune that you hear that you can't sit still when you hear it.
Man, dancing. Well, all these are going to relate to my daughter right now, but she's way into the Nutcracker, even though it's not the season or the appropriate time for that. And I've bent over backwards and broken my own rules, and that kind of music gets played around here any time of year. Tons of dancing going on around here. We're working on some pretty cool moves.
Great. Okay, the song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you to do something.
Oh. I listen to pretty mellow music all the time, but if there's one that gets me, like, I don't know. I've been listening to Carl's songs a lot lately. It just came on in my car this morning on the way to town, and it was like Dark Matter. But I didn't work out to it. I just kind of like got excited about playing shows with him and excited about life. So, yeah.
That's good enough. There's plenty of good ones on Carl's latest. Okay, the song that lifts you up when you feel down.
Oh man, one that lifts me up when I feel down. Believe it or not, it's usually I end up listening to like sadder music when I feel down. I say like it's more like instrumental music. Like I'll listen to like a lot of Leo Taki, just guitar albums. Probably like 6 and 12 string guitar. It puts me in a really good mood every time. It makes me excited about learning how to play the guitar better constantly. So yeah, that early Leo Taki record is one that kind of like pulls me out.
Thanks to Carl Bremel and Tyler Ramsey for their time, their music, and for joining forces to play some tunes together here at WCBE and out on the road. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.